Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here on our program. Tim Mitchell is with us by phone this morning. Tim is the superintendent at the Riverside Community Schools. Tim, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Even though it's summer, it's been a very busy time in the school world as people plan for this long break to be over and we start to work our way back. It's been a long process, hasn't it?
Yeah, you know, who would have thought? And I've been superintendent for over 25 years, and really going through March, April, and May, trying to work through all the issues with the kids not being in school, and now the summer, and now thinking about coming back to school, and we'll be coming back to school on August 24th here at Riverside. It's really been a daunting task by a lot of people in the Riverside community and as part of our task force to really put a plan together that we hope will meet the needs of our community as we come back to school this fall.
Yeah, I know in talking with other folks like you, there have been an awful lot of discussions amongst other superintendents in the area, folks from state and county. There have been just so many discussions going on to help put this plan together. I assume it's been like that for you, too.
Yeah, we've been trying to be consistent. You know, we get regular updates from all the state, federal, and agencies and county agencies. But consideration of a lot of AEA or area education schools and conference schools, we've been talking because we just feel that this we need to have some sort of normalcy as we come back. We need to have some consistency from one district to the next. And so there's just been a lot of discussions as trying to determine how we're going to do this and trying to make our plans. You know, number one, they have to meet our community, but number two, they should be consistent across the board so people see that we're really working and doing the right thing their students as we put these plans together.
Yeah, and I'm guessing you've gotten a lot of feedback from folks in your district?
Yeah, we've done a lot of survey information. We have another survey that's going out here that'll become, you know, before part of school. But, you know, our work is focused primarily on the premise that we're going to have students back in our building. As you know, when we started this, we looked at three different plans, you know, a plan to bring kids back, a plan to have a hybrid, which would be, you know, certain kids in school, certain kids out of school to limit the exposure, and then the remote learning aspect. And then, you know, we're all kind of caught off guard, but the governor's come out and said basically, you know, she wants us to look at the plans of coming back to school. And so we've been really working hard the last month, and we've kind of moved away from our remote and hybrid plans, even though they're still working forward. But we've really finished up our traditional return plan, which we're announcing today to our staff and to our students and to our parents, about what are some of the pure things that need to take place when we come together on August 24th to start school this year.
Well, I assume you're taking certain precautions that it's pretty much necessary now, but you're trying to make it as normal as possible?
Yeah, try to make it as normal as possible. But certainly, you know, we've got to do the general mitigation efforts, and Riverside, like all other schools, are working through those right now. And so, you know, we'll be talking to our staff and to our parents about screening students and staff and staying home if they're sick, so doing some home screening. You know, many of the schools in Riverside, we're talking about face coverings being required for students and staff with accommodations if needed. You know, the social distancing with signages throughout our buildings, limiting large groups, a routine hand washing, sanitizing, enhancing cleaning during the school day, you know, minimizing student movement, limiting the outside visitors. I mean, we're going to be in what's called the bubble strategy, which means kids are going to stay together in classrooms most of the day at the elementary and move with their cohort. In the high school, middle school, you know, we still have to have some movement throughout the building. So there'll be some other mitigation things that are be utilized in those particular areas. But basically the big ones are social distancing and use of face covering and hand sanitizing and covering the cough and doing all those enhanced types of disinfecting things. And the cost of all those things are rising as we put all those things together. But then also being prepared that we're going to allow a remote option. There's a form to fill out at the district office here if you want your child to stay home, and we'll provide remote services. And then we'll also be prepared if we have to, if there's an entire school closure, to provide remote required learning services for all of our students.
Yeah, a school situation is so much different than, for example, a small office in a business where you might be able to handle some of those things. You've got so many a variety of people who are moving around and doing a variety of different things, and every class isn't the same. You know, there's so much going on there. It's so difficult to come up with a general plan that I assume things will have to be fluid for a while.
Yeah, I think what we have said right now is we're posting some additional information today, some very specific information for the first time. But every single plan has it that it's subject to change. And it's certainly, as we see, COVID-19 and the spiking of the virus and maybe some different things that will be changing many aspects of this plan before we get to the start date. But we hope people, we've had to be flexible through the planning process. Things have changed on a basically daily basis, and I think people will be flexible too. And, we've talked about, is 2020 the year of cancel or is it the year of change? And I think it's the year of change. We have a possibility of reinventing ourselves in schools and making sure we keep kids healthy and keep our staff healthy and make sure that they continue to move forward with the 21st century tools of learning and that they become successful and move forward in our community.
Sure. Well, can you talk a little bit, Tim, about some of those mitigation efforts during the school day? Will there be disinfecting and cleaning going on during the course of the day?
Absolutely. As I said, we're going to have the face coverings required by staff. We're going to have the social distancing with the bubble technique in the elementaries. So basically elementary cohorts will be staying together as much as possible. We're anticipating right now we've purchased or we've got some donations for about a gallon of hand sanitizer for every student. So that's 650 gallons of hand sanitizer that we're accumulating and thousands upon thousands of cloth masks to be used for face coverings and so forth. And just a lot of different things during the day. Transportation as an issue, requiring face coverings in buses and mandatory seating charts and windows open. And, also trying to get, it's going to be different where we're going to try to get a lot of our classroom activities outside, a lot of those different things. And then with our HVAC systems, we've got one that's under construction at the elementary building, but the others, we'll move away from a lot of what we call energy conservation techniques and a lot more of flushing of the building, keeping doors and windows open, doing some things that usually we would not do. But in this particular situation with the virus and the way it spreads, just trying to use best practice as we work forward to make sure our students and staff are safe in schools each and every day.
Yeah, you're really having to identify and think through some issues that you probably never dreamed you would as a superintendent.
Now, like I said, I'm a 25-year veteran of the superintendency, and this is nothing that I have ever encountered. This is going to be a totally different way of doing things. We're giving out information today, but our administrators are working very hard on these videos. These videos are going to be a day in the life of a student and a day in the life of a teacher in each building, just to try to release some stress to our students and teachers so they'll understand a little bit of what this new environment is going to look like when we have these mitigation techniques in place. And we also know that there could be things that come up. All this planning that we have done, there's still just little pieces of the school day that we forget, that we just take for granted, that some different type of mitigation technique may have to be thought of just because of the way, we have to operate. There's just 1,000 different things that happen different during the school day, and they all were about interacting with other people, and all those interactions have to be thought through on how they can be as safe as possible for our students and staff.
Exactly. Well, even outside the school day, you've got other things, extracurricular, and not just sports, but band, and you've got drama and all those types of things, different clubs that might meet. There are all kinds of instances where these things can come up.
And we want those to continue. I know some schools have talked about canceling those things, but we really feel that in Riverside, our best ability is to take care of the whole child. So we're looking at the best guidance as to use of musical instruments and singing and trying to do those in large places with social distancing and having them outside. We're trying to accommodate the use of facilities for our different clubs and our different activities. We put together guidelines for our coaches for open gyms and weight rooms and practices. We have kind of experimented and got through the baseball and softball season, and we know what we can and cannot do as far as spectators in our particular areas. So we'll be trying to think through all those things, and hopefully we'll use good guidance from outside agencies to make sure those things are also done in a safe way so we can continue to try to get back to normal as much as possible.
Yeah, and right now I guess you need to find extra storage space for all that hand sanitizer.
We're getting a lot of stuff coming in at this particular time, and we go back to the fact that to keep people safe, we're gonna really rely on you know, the recommendations of the face coverings, but we'll be taking frequent face covering breaks during the day. Whenever a student is social distance, they will not have to wear their face covering, and whenever they go outside, they will not have to wear their face covering. And so that, you know, because there's been some concerns about people having to wear face coverings from 8 o'clock in the morning till 4 o'clock at night. So we'll build in those breaks to make it effective for those kids. And we'll make sure the hand washing and hand sanitizing just becomes part of the routine. I don't know about you, but it's been part of mine. I'm sitting here at my desk looking at a big bottle of the sanitizer. And, you know, every time I turn around, I'm sanitizing my hands when I touch things and trying to wipe off touch areas. And then, you know, covering the cough and the sneezes, and then making sure that if you're sick, stay home and don't go around other people. So those are the basic things, but there's still a lot of specific things that we'll be doing to keep our students safe.
Yeah, so many common sense things that we hope we've drilled into folks' minds here over the last several months. And communication, of course, is key, too.
Yeah, we've put in a new website. We have a new app for the phone. We've got a new communication protocol. We believe we have to use multiple channels and approaches, so we do news releases, we do interviews like this, we send things through our social media feeds, through our websites, we put them in the newspaper, we do a newsletter every month, we send direct mailings home, we send emails home, we send text messages, we send phone calls through our systems. We try to do all those different things so we don't miss anybody in our communication.
Well, as I said, it's been a busy summer in administration, hasn't it?
Yes, it has.
Yeah, very good. Well, Tim, thank you so much for all the good work you folks have done and keeping kids safe and getting them ready to go back to school. Kids are actually excited about getting back in.
Yeah, and just let the Riverside people know that at this particular time we're updating the website and we'll be sending out some specific guidelines, and they can access them on the website or they can access them through the communications that they'll be receiving from me today, and so they can take a look at those plans. Now, those plans may change before the beginning of the school year, but this is what we know now and what we're going to have in place as far as we move forward from today.
Excellent. Tim, thank you so much for the visit.
You bet.